Moments later, the door swung open, revealing Diane in a silk robe, her blonde hair cascading over her shoulders. Her hazel eyes widened in surprise as she took in the stranger on her doorstep. "Can I help you?" she asked, her voice polite but guarded. Xavier offered a charming smile, his demeanor shifting from intimidating to approachable in an instant. "Good evening, Mrs. Carter. My name is Xavier. I'm an old client of your husband's. I was hoping to speak with him." Diane's brow furrowed, her hand instinctively clutching the rope tighter around her. "Michael's not home right now. He said he had a late meeting. Is there something I can help you with?" Xavier's smile faltered, replaced by a look of concern. "Actually, it's about Michael. I'm afraid he's not been entirely honest with you." Diane's eyes narrowed, her voice turning sharp. "What do you mean? What are you talking about?" Xavier hesitated, his gaze softening as he took in her confused expression. "Look, Mrs. Carter, I don't want to cause any trouble. But Michael, he didn't handle my case properly. He let me take the fall for something I didn't do. And now I'm out and I'm trying to set things right. But I need your help." Diane's face paled, her hand flying to her chest. I don't understand. Michael's a good man. He would never." "I know it's hard to hear," Xavier interrupted, his voice gentle. "But sometimes people aren't who they seem. And I'm afraid Michael's been hiding a lot from you." Diane's eyes filled with tears, her voice trembling. "What are you saying? That Michael's been lying to me?" Xavier reached into his pocket, pulling out his phone. He swiped through the screen, then held it up, showing her the photo of Michael and Susanna. Diane's breath caught in her throat as she stared at the image, her hands shaking. "No," she whispered, her voice barely audible. "This can't be real." Xavier's expression turned grim. "I'm afraid it is. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. Michael's been playing you, Mrs. Carter. And it's time you knew the truth." Diane's eyes blazed with anger, her tears drying as quickly as they'd appeared. "That son of a bitch," she hissed, her voice laced with venom. "I can't believe I almost started a family with that pig." She reached for her phone, her fingers flying across the screen as she dialed Michael's number. But Xavier placed a hand on her arm, stopping her. "Wait," he said, his voice low and urgent. "There's another way, a way to get back at him, to make him suffer for what he's done." Diane's gaze snapped to his, her anger warring with curiosity. "What are you talking about?" Xavier reached into his jacket, pulling out a small gift box. He handed it to her, his eyes never leaving hers. "Open it," he said, his voice steady. Diane hesitated, her fingers brushing over the box's smooth surface. Slowly, she lifted the lid, revealing the contents inside an oversized pair of black lingerie, the fabric adorned with a spade emblem. Her eyes widened as she pulled the pieces out, holding them up to her body. "What is this?" she asked, her voice shaking. Xavier's smile turned mischievous. "It's a symbol, a way to show Michael that you're not the woman he thinks you are. That you're stronger, smarter, and more powerful than he could ever imagine."